Because the James River was navigable all the way to the fall line at Richmond, control of the river was critical. From a writing of May 15, 1862, Federal gunboats steamed upriver alongside McClellan's left without encountering opposition. Drury's Bluff stood at a bend in the James. Its several rifled cannon also commanded a long stretch of the river. An artillery duel of 3.5 hours ensued before the Federal ships gave up the fight and slipped downriver. One of the vessels driven back was the supposedly invincible ironclad Monitor. Despite the shortages created by the war, people still tried to carry on their social lives with some degree of normalcy. A letter from the period written by Clara Minor Lynn. The best hostesses of Richmond were sometimes forced to offer their guests water from the James River, which was often thick enough and red enough to pass as something more nourishing.